problems. I came.
Oh, you
I had coffee before I came.
Yeah.
Sleep isn't quite. How hasn't old? Quite been figured out. She's born on the 20th, so.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, you got a ways to go.
Yeah.
Before you get that figured out.
Nothing like your 6:30 coffee, so. Well, I guess it's 7 o'clock, so I'll call the January 10th meeting of the Design Review Board to order. I'll start with roll call.
Carolyn Adams.
Here.
Tim Olson.
Here.
Nolan Morgan.
Here.
Brad Brown.
Here.
Scott Reuser.
Here.
Dave Russell.
Here.
Susan Bush.
Okay, I think we had two sets of minutes to approve. Did anyone see anything for correction?
Move approval of both sets.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, minutes are approved. Tonight, there is just one item on the agenda. The Varese filing number DRV 16-01412. Before we get into that, is there any public comment on any items not on tonight's agenda? I don't think anyone's out there, so I guess we can just get into tonight's topic.
Okay, Tony Levitt with the Planning Department. So again, this is a continuation of the Reese residential project. Just a brief summary of, I'll go over a brief summary of the last meeting, then I'll pass it to the applicant to give their presentation. So again, the site is located at 116th Street at 11801, located just west of the Cross Kirkland Corridor. The proposal is for construction of 82 townhouse units within 16 buildings. The applicant is proposing individual garage parking for each unit and then also surface parking for guests. Again, the DRB's authority is to review the project for consisting with design guidelines in the pedestrian-oriented business districts. If applicable, zoning regulations that require DRB approval. Staff review is for compliance with city codes, including review of the grading permit, building permit, and the Public Works Department will do the traffic review as part of the SEPA. The goals of tonight's meeting are a continuation of the December 19th Design Response Conference. Staff would ask you to review the applicant's revised proposal, consider any public comments from the public, and deliberate on the applicant's response to comments. The DRB should provide direction to the applicant, continue to a future meeting if needed, or approve the project if all items have adequately been addressed. Last meeting, the DRB was overall accepting of the overall design of the project, but requested the following items. They requested final material and color details, including specific color details. And finally, they requested detailed elevation for all building facades. Within the packets, I included the revised drawings, and then on the table tonight were the complete packet that the applicant provided later that includes all the plans that you've seen to date. So again, we ask that you provide feedback to the applicant on the material, colors, and details that they have provided in the revised plans. And with that, I will pass it to the applicant. You need to pull up your...
All the guys around these are actually the color chips from Sherwin-Williams. Here's a copy for you.
Come
These are all the same, but.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Thanks, John.
Oh, they're two of the same, I see.
Three.
Or three.
Oh, John's letting us borrow his copy.
Good evening. Richard Ferry with Quadrant Homes. Happy New Year. So tonight we're going to look at the final colors with the color chips that are being passed around now. Last time we were here, we talked about making sure that we locked down all the colors, both primary, secondary, and the accent colors, as well as the brick. The color at the downspouts and the window color. So first slide here is in general showing you what I'm passing around. Maybe I'll talk about the vinyl window color first. That's really hard to represent in this small of scale. Everything gets a little dark, but the window is an integral colored vinyl. So that means that the window is not a painted window. That color is all the way through the vinyl. The windows that you're seeing on this particular drawing, some of them are wrapped and painted with the dark rockwood color. So the frame you'll see is still the clay color, but on particular windows, we're going to go with a dark accent with the window wrap. Not all windows are wrapped. Sure.
So
absolutely.
It will still be the vinyl will be a little bit lighter than the wrapping color?
Correct.
Okay.
Depending on what it's against. So I don't know if I know how to use this laser pointer, but some windows that are in a primary or secondary color field that aren't wrapped won't be as distinct.
Okay.
This is the window color? Okay.
Can you explain the wrapped? I'm not sure what that is.
So when I say wrapped, in this more modern style architecture, we don't necessarily want all the windows to be wrapped in the more traditional sense. So some have a 3.5 inch by 2x4 wrap around the windows, and some windows don't.
Thank you.
So the idea is to keep this architecture as crisp and clean as possible with as few lines as possible and let the massing kind of carry the day. So I'll go through the next slide. This is just a little closer zoomed in picture trying to depict the vinyl window. You can see that the window is lighter, and then when we do wrap the window, we go with the dark rockwood brown trim around that. That'll mimic the color of the downspouts, which will be painted in bronze, and then any metal railings and accents will be all in that painted bronze color. The other issue, and this one's even harder to see, maybe it's easier on paper, but it was asked that we saw all elevations north, south, east, and west of all the buildings. So you can see in this representation from in the top view from the street, we're choosing to use the accent color to differentiate buildings left to right, even though they're essentially the same building. We've chosen to do rooftop decks on those two first buildings to kind of give it that entrance that we're looking for. Then again, on the south, you'll notice that the roof plane is significantly different. That's the response to dealing with the height constraint we have within the first 100 feet. So we had to go with a different style roof there, but where that's tucked into the site, you really won't see much of this elevation from any direction, really. So that's north and south. Then the east and west, which we've explored quite a bit. We broke this up into the east buildings going back, and then you'll notice when we get to the back of the site, that's where we have that grade change, and there's a retaining wall, and you're not going to see as much of that building. Remember that in our last session, we had the landscape and stuff turned on. Here, we were just trying to show the articulation of these buildings and how the color massing really tries to break down the scale of these buildings. And then from the west elevation, same view, remembering that the first floor of this, you're seeing not a lot of glazing because that's garage area, but we're going to have significant landscaping, so you're not going to see a lot of that first floor architecture. And then it was asked that we saw all four sides of the two building types. So this is building type one that's represented all the way out throughout the project. So you'll see the front doors on the lower right side, the left side, which is kind of the outer side, the right side, which you'll see as you go through the project, through the drive aisle, we have a carriage style unit there, so you see one garage door. And then what we call the backs or the rears of these, where we have our garage doors, and we're going to use that glazed kind of gas style door in there. So a lot of interest on all four sides. And then building two, and this is in the other color scheme, a little bit shorter building. There's, I believe, four units in this building versus five in the other one. Again, the front, lower right, left, and then the right side. This particular right side doesn't have a carriage style unit, but you see the brick base of this building, and then the garage side.
So the garage doors are white and those are glass panels?
That's correct. So if I go back a slide, you can see we're providing some tandem style units in here. That's where you see the single style garage door in this particular unit. So, any questions, comment?
I was just going to ask, is there any wrapping on these kind of interior alleyway elevations? I noticed a lot of those windows don't seem wrapped.
In most cases, they aren't. When we can carry the form of it without the wrapping, we want to do that. It's kind of on the entries and at the ends of the park where we're trying to kind of ground that with a darker look. So on the left side of the rear there, you can see that wraps around, and then on the right side of the front in the lower left corner, we kind of wrap those ends that have a little bit more scale to them.
So if they're not wrapped, how are the board ends finished? Just a metal trim, or is it?
Right. Same thing with the corners of these buildings. A lot of time in more traditional architecture, you'll see a trim board. We'll use a metal corner to keep that as crisp as we can.
So the, I think it's called clay. Is that the color of the mm-hmm. vinyl? Correct. That's consistent throughout the project?
Correct.
Even though in some places it may not be reflected directly on the elevation, but that is what you're going to use?
Right. All the windows will be the same colored okay. vinyl throughout the whole project.
Okay, and you said the garage doors are white frames with
there. It's
opaque
an
glass or clear glass.
It's an anodized color. Sometimes we'll use a bronze color, but in this one, because of the brick color, we want those to stand out as an anodized color, a little bit lighter feel, and then it'll have kind of a satin etched glass.
Okay.
So you'll have that translucent look when the lights are on in there, but you won't be able to see into people's garage.
Okay.
Maybe asked this question before. I'm just so it's just me refreshing my memory on all of these on these kind of on the white borders, for lack of a better term, where you shows you know there's that's just that's cement board, correct?
Yes, it's all fiber cement board, and so there'll be a metal riglet between each piece.
Okay, and that's and now that you say that, I think I remember that from my
right.
last meeting. I couldn't remember what was going on there where it showed, you know, the rendering shows kind of a little reveal line there.
Right.
So, okay. Any other questions?
So I have one. So the fencing is the further developments on the choice of fence on the east and west side?
We really haven't taken that any further. We're really thinking that it's not an elegant name for it, but that kind of a rectangular hogwire fence that we showed, I think we showed some pictures that weren't part of the packet last time. We want it to be, we don't want a typical board form fence. We want something that kind of disappears into the landscape.
And will there be a gate on the halfway down on the two sides? I mean, not used now, but probably now's the time to put it in for pedestrian connections later.
Yeah, that's that may be true. I don't know whether we'll put it in now or we'll just plan for it. We can put it in as the east and west gets developed. I mean, that's...
Well, if you put it in now, which is probably good to have happen, you would probably want to latch it.
Right. We can do that. We can have that gated so that as further development, but it would probably have to be locked for now.
Okay. I think at this point we take any comments from the audience if there are any. I can't see around the podium. I don't think there's anyone here.
He's with me.
So I guess we can start our board deliberation. Anyone want to start out?
I'll start. I think at the last meeting, if I recall, we basically approved it, but we wanted to see the finished material. So as far as I'm concerned, I think that the applicant met our requests, and I'm ready to say let's go ahead and approve the project.
Look, can I ask one question? Are the colors the same? I remember a red.
Let them address that.
The colors are the same as they've always been. That clay color, it's really hard to represent. Depends on the software you're using. Yeah. And
I think they grow. You know what? Because it looks great on the chip. Susan was concerned with the colors standing out so bright, and I don't think they are bright.
I think it's kind of enhanced graphically how it
looks. Not trying to stir the pot here at all. No, I like the colors. I like the bright.
When I was looking at that one, I thought it was a different sheet than the other because the one gray looks so teal that I thought I had to do a double take to see that it was.
This one versus that screen?
Yeah.
This
is completely different. Yeah.
So, no, it's been the same.
I think the actual swatches help.
Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. I'm Jeff Pierce. I'm the general manager at Eastside Subaru next door. Mm-hmm. And my question is regarding the entrance and exiting out. Is this not the proper forum to be discussing that tonight?
I don't believe so. I think that's
you're allowed to go on record. If you want to make
certainly,
a comment,
certainly
make you
comment.
Are allowed, and it will be part of the document. So.
Okay. So when would that be...
Now,
I guess. Okay.
Just state your name and address.
My name is Jeff Pierce. I'm the general manager at Eastside Subaru. So we're just a border part of the property to the east. And I've just heard some stuff from certain people. I've been communicating back and forth with Kurt Triplett a little bit, but he hasn't given me anything definite as far as the entrance and exit because there's been some discussions that it may affect my business right next door. And so, but there's been nothing definitive. And so, we haven't known where we can discuss our issues with just that part of it. We're not trying to get involved in projects being approved or not, just that our business can be affected if there's some changes to some driveways and things like that. So that's what I'm trying to find out so we can give our opinion as far as how that could affect our business, which it would greatly from what we've heard. So,
So actually, today I talked to Tang Nguyen, our traffic engineer. So he has been waiting for... kind of a final design from Quadrant regarding that. And then as part of that, he wants to make sure that you guys are involved in that decision-making and understanding. The last meeting that we had was a discussion about having basically an entrance only, making your drive on the the west side of your property, making that a entrance only. So people would come there and be able to go directly to your service lane because there's some turning issues that we're concerned about in and out of your property and their property. But my understanding was that Tang will reach out to you when he gets that design.
So this isn't the time to talk about that.
No,
that won't work for us because it'll be forcing 100 cars a day through our parking lot, which can cause all kinds of havoc.
Well, no, the properties would not be connected. So that
But you're saying that there would be an entrance only, not an exit on the west side of our property.
Mm-hmm.
Because that wouldn't work for us either, because that would put us to the amount of traffic we have to have one exit only, which we already share with multiple other businesses down the hill, back behind us, up behind us.
Okay.
That would send everything into one spot to exit our property, plus 10 other businesses.
Okay.
So,
we'll be reaching out to you and working with you on this. So, we'll do that as part of, basically, it's part of the SEPA review of this project. And so we'll be discussion.
In contact. Okay, that's all. That's all I wanted. Okay. I'm sorry I didn't interrupt any of the other stuff. So.
No,
okay,
thank you.
Thanks for your time.
It probably doesn't hurt to clarify. I mean, if something in that SEPA review or in this work that the traffic engineer is doing, you know, design review board doesn't supersede any of that, I mean, that would, you know, then if there's any change there, that might force, you know, that one doesn't supersede the other.
I mean,
there's no danger of this being, you know, just because design review board has approved it doesn't mean, you know, it still has to clear all those other hurdles. So,
So the DRB can make a decision on this, and let's say, based on the SEPA determination, it affects the design, and at that point we'd have to determine with the applicant whether or not that either meets a minor modification, which we could approve administratively, or if we have to go back to the DRB to revise the proposal. So that can happen after the fact.
So approval at our level still doesn't mean it's, you know, necessarily, you know, it's not saying that is the traffic issues are a done deal.
Correct. We still got to resolve those.
Okay. Thanks for the. Have a good evening, everybody.
Thank you. You too.
So I guess back to our deliberations. Just kind of follow up on what Carolyn was saying. You know, at the last meeting that. We had more or less it gotten 99% there, but and it wasn't even so much to make sure that we were seeing everything, make sure we had a document to fall back on to say this is what was approved, you know, for comparison to what gets built, as I remember it. So
that's right.
I'm happy with it too, in the sense that colors and everything else is. I'm, you know, pleased, and we do have a Sherwin-Williams number attached to them all now, so I'm fine with it at this point.
So I would like to suggest that we require a gate be put in. It's just pedestrian connections are hard to get after the fact.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Especially, I'm curious, I thought from one of our previous meetings we wanted to see what material or kind of nail down what the fencing would be made of. That still seems up in the air. So I think at very least requiring a gate be put in now would be prudent.
And this might be kind of a question for staff. You know, we don't have necessarily a fencing material, but it's been stated, well, not wood, something else, metal or hog wire or something like that. I mean, that does that set enough of a precedent that if a wood fence were then put in and say, well, this is not what was discussed during the design review process? I don't know.
I mean, I remember actually at the last meeting, they passed around a graphic of the fence they were looking to use. So we would, and I've actually, they sent me a copy of that. So I have that for the record to establish what the fencing material should be.
Okay.
And if so, there are any changes to that, we'd review that and see if it's appropriate to bring back to you.
And as long as it's clear, too, I guess, if we request to put in a gate, it's clear where it needs to go, right in the middle, I guess, you know, on the west and east side. As long as that's been clearly identified where it is even.
But I'll just say it's really easy to come in and put a fence later on in the right spot rather than have it in the wrong spot. Just because, you know, we needed to put it in. For instance, if it goes in at the paseo that's between, you know, that's halfway down, you know, through the property on the east side, that involves a huge climb to get up onto that higher platform, that may not be the place that it wants to go. I think if I'm more comfortable just saying that it's the DRB strongly recommends, you know, provisions for a fence at some later date when it's appropriate. It may be that there never is a connection through there if, you know, Eastside Subaru stays forever and ever and the property to the west never changes. The gate that we put in now, and even if it's padlocked, it's just an unnecessary expense, you know. Like, the fence that they're describing will be very simple to put in a gate at a later date with some posts and...
Plus, I'm sure, you know what, they're going to have to change their landscaping if they put in, a pedestrian.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, my only thought, too, was, you know, it sits there for a while, like you say, nothing ever gets developed around it, but that gate's still there, and it starts to get, you know, informal use, and it just kind of, it doesn't look like a finished product then. There's a chain wrapped around it, but there's still a gap, and, you know, I don't know, just doesn't quite look as, like, of a clean of a finished product at that point. I mean, it's all speculation, so.
Yeah. I mean, from a staff perspective, I know we've dealt with this on multiple projects where, you know, we get these pedestrian easements, and they sit there for a while until the neighboring properties get redeveloped. So, you know, we'll work with the applicant on doing an appropriate design.
Because at this point, we don't have, there's no easement. There's nothing that's stated that.
No, it's an easement that we're going to get as part of the building permit and grading permit. So, it's not a set.
As I understand, I mean, the overall configuration talks about pedestrian connections at these points. I understand what Tim was saying with respect to how it's going to work to the east. But I've seen projects in the past where the pedestrian connection doesn't materialize.
If we can have language that says that it does need to be provided for at some later date.
We'll have them constructed as proposed here, and then, you know, and then the connection obviously would occur whenever this property gets redeveloped. So it's just, it's a placeholder to make sure we get it eventually. Okay.
And, I mean, staff's comfortable with the fencing material itself being you making the determination that, yes, this is what the intent was in the DRB. You know, the hog wire was the kind of a square.
They sent me a specific example, the same drawing they showed you guys the picture you showed at the meeting last time. So,
as long as it's in that realm, that's an easy administrative thing. Okay. I don't know. I guess it sounds like there's not much not much more discussion on this. I guess at this point I'd ask for a motion to approve.
I move that we approve it as per what we've been provided today and the final pieces.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Then the motion passes, I guess. That's approval.
Reeves is done.
Thank you guys for everything you brought to us and jumping through the hoops that we've hung out there. So. Administrative reports and discussion. The only thing listed on here is last time we did not elect a vice chair. We elected a chair but not a vice chair because Brad wasn't here.
Mm-hmm.
So
tonight Susan's not
here. And now Susan's not here. And she wanted to hold off to give Brad a chance to voice whether he wanted to be vice chair or not. So I guess based on previous discussion,
sure, unless Susan wants it.
And she's not here to answer for that, but
I don't recall that she said,
she wasn't jumping.
Wanted to, that mine?
It wasn't said like, I'd like to do it unless Brad wants to. It was more of, well, let's see if Brad wants to. So
okay, we had discussed it at the previous meeting before, so sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll move to...
Can I move for me?
Elect Brad Brown for vice chair.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So moved. Brad is our vice chair now.
Woo.
John, you have anything else for us, or is that?
That is it.
That's it?
Yep.
The shortest DRB meeting ever.
I'll move.
Could be adjourned.
Great I'll job. Second that.
Yeah.
It's an easy one to start with. I like it.
Yeah. One for the record books.
Yeah. I'll second your motion for adjournment.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We're adjourned. Right on. Under our 30-minute mark.
Well done, Nolan.
I tried to do our 30-minute mark.
Well done, Nolan.